One night last week, I stopped at the family-owned grocery store in my neighborhood to buy a loaf of bread. There was an older gentleman in front of me on the same mission, but who was taken aback. They'd moved the fancy breads to a different rack. I showed him where they were, and we joked about the dangers of unsupervised men in the supermarket. I knew where he was. A few months ago, I'd run into his brother in the same store on a Sunday afternoon when we were both checking out the rotisserie chickens. This brother was wearing old faded dungarees and a sports shirt missing a button. When he left, I asked the girl at the cash register, "Did you know that he's one of the most powerful men in Washington?" "No way," she said. "He's in here all the time. I heard he worked for politics." "Well, something like that. He is U.S. Senator Carl Levin, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Yesterday, his older brother Sandy, whom I ran into buying bread, became chairman of the even more powerful House Ways and Means Committee. To the best of my knowledge, this gives Michigan more congressional clout than it's ever had. Besides the Levins, we have Congressman John Conyers, head of the House Judiciary Committee. John Dingell is chairman emeritus of the Energy and Commerce Committee and the longest-serving congressman in history. Upper Peninsula Congressman Bart Stupak is chair of Commerce's powerful Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, a gavel Dingell long-wielded with devastating effect. They've got that much clout because they've all been there a long time. Two of the Republicans with the most seniority, Vern Ehlers and Pete Hoekstra, are leaving after this term. But if Republicans should take control of the House next year, a long shot but not an impossible one, Dave Camp from Midland would likely replace Sandy Levin as chair of Ways and Means. That committee, by the way, is immensely powerful. It oversees a vast array of federal spending programs. In the past, important committee chairs have been like feudal lords and have showered their states and districts with federal largesse. For example, in West Virginia, every other building seems to be named after Senator Robert Byrd. While rampant pork barrel politics is in disfavor now, it might be reasonable to ask, will our newfound clout translate into anything good for Michigan? Right now, we need all the help we can get. Whether or not you like their politics, the Levins and Dingell and Stupak are all men of personal integrity who put their country first. However, it would be nice if they could find a way to give their battered home turf a little extra help here and there. Here's something else to think about. These men are giants on our political scene, but they are all almost certain to be gone within a decade. Dingell will be 84 this year, Conyers 81. Sandy Levin will be 79, Carl 76. Stupak, the baby in the bunch, is a mere 58. We may be ending the end of an era, but most of our senior congressmen are at the peak of their power. It'll be fascinating to see whether they can make the most of it.